7:35 Wednesday morning, the Brad Davis program. Paul Buscelli here along with Brad. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh joining us for her weekly spot here. Lori can be heard Sundays from 1 to 3 on our sister station, 94.9 FM in the southeastern portion of the state. The yellow vest protest that we saw in France over the past two or three weekends center stage this morning. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lori.
Did you do all your Christmas?
Yeah, so Paris is, you know, the people are protesting in Paris. Mm-hmm. And you can expect the same in Connecticut very soon. Give it a year.
Wait. You're saying that we are going to have, because I've watched this, you're saying within a year we're going to have the same thing in Connecticut?
Yeah, we might be wearing yellow trash bags, but instead of vests.
Oh, come on.
But yeah,
you've got to
be
kidding
me. The legislative office building is at risk, definitely at risk. Here's the deal. The reason they're protesting in Paris is the same exact reason we're going to be protesting in the state of Connecticut. It all has to do with the Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development. That's out of the UN. Our entire state is run by the United Nations, and all of the decisions at the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection are being made just as they are by President Macron in Paris. These are all treaties, these are all acts, these are all unconstitutional efforts that our elected officials are conducting business, not on our behalf, but on the United Nations' behalf. So in Connecticut right now, you're going to see electricity go up in price exponentially every year if this disastrous energy project continues. And this month, there's an auction, and there's 100 projects in Connecticut for zero carbon, which would be wind generated or the solar panels, trash to energy, and also water generated. Mm-hmm. And they're going to set up long-term agreements with these companies in an auction to get rid of gas, natural gas use, oil, our cars, our carbon emitters, and any kind of what they call non-renewable. And this is going to be a disaster. It makes no sense. We have cheap gas available, natural gas for our homes. Even oil is very affordable. This is going to devastate the elderly. The elderly in Connecticut on fixed incomes will not be able to turn on their lights.
Now, we got something right here.
Yeah, we found it here.
Just found something right here.
Yeah, Connecticut zero carbon bid gets at least, just on the solar end of this, Lori, they've got 71 different proposals.
71?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is solar may not emit carbons, but they have to destroy acres and acres of natural habitat in order to put solar panels up. Those solar panels are not reliable. They are filled with toxic chemicals, and when they fail, they're going to have to be buried in toxic chemical dump waste sites.
You know, Lori,
this makes any sense.
It's interesting
this is
that
about taking winners and losers, padding their pockets, and bankrupting us. It's going to hurt so many people. Businesses, forget it. They won't move to Connecticut.
How come they're not saying this anywhere else?
Why don't people care? Well, because nobody...
Well, you have to, like I say to everyone, I handed Don Pesci, I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I know Don. Yeah, I know him.
He's on my show once a month.
Yeah.
He's a prolific writer. Mm-hmm. He's so incredibly intelligent. I love this man so much. He's one of my favorite guests. And I had to hand him a copy of Agenda 2030 that I printed out off of the United Nations website. Everything, all of these antics for zero carbon are being conducted by the United Nations. It's all in Agenda 2030. It's called Changing Our World. This is change you can believe in, and it's all there. Everything, our education system in Connecticut, our energy system in Connecticut is all in that document.
And you know, Lori, this
people will go and print it out.
This exactly. People don't. People get sold this bill of goods. Oh, it's cheaper. It's going to be better for you. And this all comes, Lori, in the same week or two that we hear stories that got a little bit of play, not much. That remember how the left always used to say, "Well, we have to divorce ourselves from foreign oil."
They do that.
Well,
all
a story
the time.
Came out last week that we pretty much have done that.
Yep.
We rely pretty much
on the United States.
Yes, and we also found another massive, and they use the word massive, oil reserve right under the country. This drives the one-worlders and the leftist environmental wackos nuts. It drives them crazy that we're going to have cheap oil.
And we are going to have cheap oil.
Yeah.
We are going to have cheap oil.
In Connecticut, you will be taxed for carbon use, for mileage, for everything.
Yep.
It is going to become the most expensive state in the country this year.
Well, it is already.
And it's going to drive people out.
They're
going to go down south. Because in Georgia, for example, you can buy your gas, natural gas, and select from 7 or 8 different companies to decide where you're going to buy cheap gas. We're not going to be allowed to do that in Connecticut.
Who's going to stop us?
Well, the General Assembly.
The state. Yeah. They're going to tax you for every bit of anything that you use that is a natural or what they call a non-renewable resource.
Yeah.
They're going to tax you like Macron did.
Well,
you
know something?
The reason why he wanted to increase taxes in Paris is so people don't drive cars.
Yeah.
And if you go, let me just finish this one thought.
Sure.
If you go to the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and you read through their plan for sustainable development, they're going to cover the countryside with solar panels, mm-hmm. push everyone into the city for transportation-oriented development so you don't drive a car, and for them to do that and succeed, they have to make gasoline and fuel so expensive that you don't have a choice. But we do have a choice. We'll leave.
Well, they're already talking about.
It will just leave.
They're already talking about raising the gas tax again.
Oh, they've talked about it, raising the gas tax again.
That's Macron. That's the same thing. I want people to connect the dots. This all goes back to the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 2030.
You know, I don't care where it goes.
Horrible.
I just don't want the people in Connecticut to suffer from this because they're going to get out of here.
Well, some of them are too dumb to realize what's going on. That's the problem.
Well, they're going to be. They're going to be aware of.
Sure, Lori, real quick.
Okay, real quick. Yellow garbage bags. You know that plastics are a major environmental problem.
Yes.
Major. So now the city of New London, Connecticut, in the southeast corner, has decided that all of their residents have to buy yellow garbage bags from one company.
Why?
This is all a scheme.
Why?
For
Why are they yellow bags from one company?
Because they say it'll be less expensive, more effective. There's only one company that makes these bags. Just like the yellow vest, we have to buy them. And I'll tell you what, we won't be wearing yellow vests when we protest up in.
Well,
wearing yellow garbage bags.
All right, Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, Sundays 1 to 3, FM 94.9. Lori, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Lori. Thank you. Well, there you go.